Leah Chischilly is an acupuncturist and functional nutrition coach. She believes that physical health is crucial for lasting success as an entrepreneur. So, she helps ambitious women balance their hormones and improve their health naturally so that they have the energy to crush their goals, chase their dreams, and change the world. She's spent nearly 2 decades in health and wellness in various roles such as yoga instructor, personal trainer, and post-secondary nutrition educator. She's been a private practice health coach since 2012 and licensed acupuncturist since 2014. It was her own health struggles and experience that led her into hormone testing and nutrition therapy. This is what she now offers her clients. She's here to explain to us just how a hormone imbalance affects our work and life and what causes them in the first place, as well as how to tell if you may have a hormone imbalance and what we can do to bring our hormones back into balance naturally.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. Chelsea is a marketing strategist and the founder of HerPaperRoute.com, a friendly and supportive hive for ambitious, passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn how to growth hack your idea into a profitable business. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
Welcome to the show, Leah Chischilly. It's so great to have you here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chelsea. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm totally stoked to talk to you because what you do is really different than anyone that we've had on the show. It's something really important. It is something that affects everyone and our health, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. So I would love for you to explain a little bit about what it is that you do and how you found yourself in this career path that you are on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now I work primarily with female entrepreneurs, testing hormones and working with natural hormone balancing. I have a long history. I've been in wellness for quite a long time, but really started specializing in hormones after dealing with my own health stuff, as most people do, kind of find their path after dealing with things on their own. But yeah, so after having my son, and you can probably relate with this, it's just kind of a whole whirlwind of things, and you don't sleep as much, you're under a lot of stress, you're encountering a lot of new things, and I just got really, really tired, and of course, blamed it on that. Was working full time at the time, was extremely exhausted, having brain fog was probably the worst thing that I was experiencing because it was like my synapses weren't even firing. And I found myself sitting in meetings or talking to people and just not even connecting the dots. And in being in wellness for as long as I had, of course, I thought that I had it figured out and was trying to do everything on my own. And it wasn't, nothing I tried worked. I literally thought I was just dehydrated all the time, which, so drinking a lot of water didn't help. Having electrolytes didn't help. So fast forward about a year and a half later, we ended up moving away. And so I was able to take my job and work remotely, which decreased a lot of the stress that I was having. And of course, I expected to feel better. Well, I didn't. I still felt terrible. I got sick numerous times over the course of the year, which was just so unlike me. And I just couldn't figure it out. And so I went and had some testing done. And lo and behold, I had low sex hormones. So all of my sex hormones across the board, so estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, were all low. And my thyroid function was low. And it was something that I had never thought to check. So I decided to specialize in hormones because I think what a lot of people don't know is that it goes way beyond just periods and menopause. Your hormones really affect everything that goes on in your body. They tell everything what to do, when to do it, and how long to do it. And so if your hormones are out of balance, then you're not going to feel good. You're going to feel off and you're just not going to function at your full capacity. And that's what I wanted. So that's where I am today. So I was bound and determined to help other people feel their best by getting their hormones balanced, and especially female entrepreneurs, because they are under a lot of stress. A lot of them are juggling multiple things, such as being a mom, being an entrepreneur, and we're often very apt to put ourselves on the back burner. And most of the time, people just have these weird symptoms that they're encountering and they don't know why. And so I want to help them uncover those symptoms, get things back in working order so that they can really be on their A game and function their best.
Yeah, that is so important.
It's so important. Yeah, I mean, you want to be at your best.
Absolutely. When your doctor told you this, and I'm sure you were just like not expecting that at all, what was your next step? Like, in that moment, what did you do or what did you think you had to do?
Well, so she told me my lab results came back and that's what I was given. That's what I was told. And so I was given a supplement protocol and several different things to do. Now, I guess I should back up a little bit. So I am a licensed acupuncturist and have been a health coach for a number of years. And so was already doing a lot of these things. So in theory, when you're doing everything right, you should feel really, really good. And I just didn't. So what she had found, not only did they test my hormones and all my blood work, but they had tested all my micronutrients as well. So that's all your vitamins and minerals. And they were able to see what I was low in. And so my supplement protocol included everything that I was low in. And of course, a lot of those nutrients were things that help the thyroid to function at its optimal levels. And so I was on that for about 8 weeks. And it's been life-changing. So I wanted to be able to do that same thing for other people. And as an acupuncturist and a health coach, I'm able to guide them on that way. They don't necessarily have to see an MD to make that happen.
Right. How would someone figure out or tell that they might have a hormone imbalance?
I think the first and most important thing for women or anyone who's experiencing symptoms is to recognize that they are symptoms of something else. I feel like the body is really designed to function very, very well, and we're really supposed to feel good the majority of the time. So when you are experiencing something, don't ignore it. So you can get a hormone test. One that I particularly recommend and one that I offer to my clients is called the Dutch test, and that stands for Dried Urine Test for Comprehensive Hormones. And it's a kit that you can do at home, and then it's sent to a lab and analyzed, and that will actually show you all the different things that are going on with your sex hormones and with your stress hormones as well, and then how your body is processing those hormones. And then it can also show patterns to look for that can indicate maybe problems in other areas.
Do you ever find that your clients may come to you thinking that they have depression or anxiety issues that may be completely unrelated, and then a hormone imbalance is actually the cause? Because I'm sure many people who may be listening who just are not feeling well, or like you're saying, you were in a fog. I think the first thing many people might think is, oh, what if I have depression? Like, things aren't feeling right. Is there a connection between that, do you think?
Oh my gosh, so much. And I'm so glad you asked that question, because that is what so many people are experiencing, so many women especially, and they don't know what it's from. And I think testing hormones is probably the best thing you can do right off the bat to kind of rule some of those things out, because it will show you what's going on internally, and then you can make corrections from there. And if that doesn't work, then maybe down the road, you think about medication. I'm not anti-medication. Even being an alternative practitioner, I think it all has its place, but start with the hormones. And you can really kind of monitor. So if you suspect that it might be hormone related, you might just track moods throughout the month to see if it's something you only experience certain days of the month or certain days within your cycle. And so that's usually a pretty good indicator if it's hormone related. Now, stress hormones can also play a really big role in that. So if you're under an immense amount of stress, can definitely trigger anxiety because of the excess cortisol that's going on. And even just nutrient deficiencies in general can cause a lot of depression and anxiety symptoms.
There is a ton more coming up on today's episode, but first I want to quickly thank our sponsors for making this show possible. My go-to project management tool has to be HoneyBook. It handles my clients, my projects, my invoices. It also has contact forms and questionnaires, appointment scheduling, and task management, and keeps me on the ball so I never miss something important. And everyone listening can get a free trial of HoneyBook by going to herpaperroot.com/honeybook. And if you decide to upgrade, you will get 50% off your first year, which is a savings of $280. You had mentioned your cycle and the connection there. People who suffer PMS or just before their period, their emotions might get out of whack. Is there a way to tell if it's just your period and just your emotions, or if there could be something more serious and hormone related?
Yeah, so it's actually really interesting. Thinking from a Chinese medicine standpoint, we really aren't supposed to have PMS.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. things should be pretty much even keeled throughout the cycle if you're living in the natural rhythms and the cycles of nature, of the universe, and all those things. And it's just not a reality for us today. And so we're not in that natural rhythm. And so that's where a lot of those symptoms come from. So if you do have PMS symptoms, we have accepted it as normal. And if it's not a major problem, it's not impacting areas of your life, then, you might be able to do a few tweaks with your diet and get those symptoms to go away. But if it's really serious and you find that it's impacting your relationships, your activities, you can't do certain things because of it, definitely, definitely look into the hormones.
Yeah. And I'm sure in a way, everything is connected. Like you said, diet. Do you have any recommendations for foods to maybe avoid that can help if you think you might have a hormone imbalance?
Yeah, absolutely. So really looking at an anti-inflammatory diet. And so that's just staying away from processed sugars, white flours, fried foods, sometimes a lot of meat too. You want to stick with the best meat possible. So you're grass-fed, you're organic, and that kind of goes with all animal products. Eating good fats, avocados, olive oil, coconut oil, making sure that you're getting the good fats in your diet, and eating as close to nature as possible.
Right. What do you think about caffeine? Do you think that has any advantages or disadvantages?
Yeah, yes. And I hate to say it because I love coffee.
I just recently quit and I was a diehard coffee lover.
Oh my gosh, I saw that and I was like, how? Yes, I know. And really it does though. And I think it depends on the person. As with all these things, I think it is very, very, very individualized. Some people can process caffeine very, very easily, very quickly, and it doesn't affect them. And then other people can have just the tiniest amount and it sends them into a panic attack. So yeah, if you have anxiety or if you're under a lot of stress, I would certainly recommend cutting back, if not cutting it out, mainly because caffeine spikes some of the stress hormones. So, if you are already under a lot of stress and then you're putting caffeine into the mix and those hormones are going up even higher, then you're creating more of a problem. So, yeah. So I have mixed emotions on coffee and caffeine. I think probably ideally it's not the best for people.
Yeah.
But, but I'm also very much of the mindset that I enjoy the ritual, if it's a really soulful experience for you, hang on to it.
Yeah, that's good advice. So what causes a hormone imbalance?
Lifestyle more than anything. Well, Let me back that up. So yes, stress. Our biggest causes are going to be stress, diet, and then chemicals. So just the amount of chemicals that we're surrounded by on a day-to-day basis and the things that we put on our body as well as in our body. There are a lot of chemicals that are put in beauty products and personal care items that are known endocrine disruptors that can mimic the functions of hormones in the body. And so the body's not using the hormones as they should. There's really a lot to watch out for. And I don't want to overwhelm people right off the bat. Mm-hmm. If you're doing anything, you know, start small. And I'd say if you were going to start anywhere, start with stress. Do whatever you can to help alleviate stress in your life. We're always going to have it. So you want to find some sort of exercise or some sort of practice that can help you alleviate that, because that can make a really, really big difference.
For sure. Stress is just, especially for entrepreneurs, like you're saying, you're trying to balance so much. And oftentimes entrepreneurs are also solopreneurs, so they're doing every aspect of their business themselves for the most part. And stress can easily work its way into bad areas and do bad things.
Yes, yep.
If someone is having issues like this, they're not feeling right, how can a hormone imbalance affect someone's work?
That is a great question. First and foremost, like, your brain is just not going to function optimally. You know, in my experience, it was just the brain fog that was so bad. If it's causing anxiety or depression, that's going to affect how you work. It's going to affect how you view your work. You might become very, very resentful of the work that you do if you encounter those. And you're just going to feel crummy. I think work is so much more enjoyable when you feel good in the process. I think that you can work and work and work and work and work, but if you don't have your health alongside of it, it's not going to be as rewarding and as gratifying.
Can you share some tips for what people might be able to do to bring their hormones back into balance and doing it naturally?
Yeah. So like we talked about, doing the anti-inflammatory diet is really key. Mm-hmm. Looking to avoid some of the chemicals in your life. And I think the easiest place for people to start is just with their household cleaning products. That's an easy one that you can change out. So, you know, just, which is so ironic given the current circumstances where bleach and Lysol are everything. Looking at some of the household products and switching to more natural products, vinegar and baking soda can clean just about anything. So,
yes,
switching those out, managing stress. There's a lot of just really great techniques, mindfulness techniques. Yoga is wonderful. Meditation. I don't know if any of your listeners are familiar with heart math. That's another good one to try as well. And they're really easy to incorporate.
What is heart math about?
So heart math, the Heart Math Institute, they have full research on basically the heart's connection to the brain and the mind. And so they have a technique where it's a breathing technique where you're focusing on the heart. And you're bringing your breath to your heart, and then you're extending that heartfelt feeling to yourself and to others. Their work is so fascinating, and I will absolutely butcher all the amazing things that they're doing trying to explain it. So I definitely encourage people to go check it out, and it's heartmath.org. Their research is really, really, really profound, and their techniques are really easy.
That's great. I'll be sure to include a link in the show notes for anyone that wants to check that out. How has the coronavirus affected your business right now?
You know, I've actually been really surprised. you know, I think we all kind of expected a little dip in things, but really, I feel like people are focusing inward. They're kind of being forced to slow down and kind of question, you know, what is really important.
We've been just staying indoors for the past month. We went to the States a couple weeks ago. And then since we got back, we've just been staying indoors just to be safe and also just to not be near anyone else too. And so we've been getting our groceries delivered, which has been great. But now you can't get a time slot because everyone's getting their groceries delivered. So today it's like we're running out of food. And my husband, he's like, okay, I'm going to go to the grocery store. So he like went with his mask on and his gloves on. And, you know, like we're taking it seriously. And there's just like there's nothing. There is food, but it's really like it's pretty grim. You know, life that we knew before is totally changed. Mm-hmm. And I can definitely see how people would be more curious now about their own health. They've, like you said, they're really noticing what actually matters now that they're being forced to take a step back, forced to slow down and really consider their health.
People are really looking to get healthy and seeing how it's more accessible than ever. With everyone, I don't know, I'm sure you've noticed how they have all the at-home workouts available. And it's kind of like, you know, I can do this.
Yeah, definitely. If someone now, let's say that they're listening and they're like, okay, I need to talk to Leah. I need to figure this out, what's going on. It might not just be a flu or it might not just be a fog. There really could be something hormonal going on. How would you help your clients?
Testing, number one. So hormone testing with the Dutch test and then other functional labs as needed. So I always start with the hormone testing because I think it can tell us so much. And it's such an easy test for people to do because they don't have to go have blood drawn or anything. It's something you can do at home. So we start there and then look at some basic recommendations. So they'd have a recommendations, results and recommendation session where we would go over their test results in detail and then decide on nutrition, lifestyle, potentially supplement recommendations that they can do to feel better. And then we work for about 6 months with their progress. So just monitoring their progress along the way, seeing if we need to tweak anything and just get them back to feeling good, trying to get those symptoms to go away.
How long do you usually work with someone one-on-one?
I like to do 6 months at least. And it does depend on the person. There are people that are very well versed in health and wellness. They already live a healthy lifestyle and they just need like maybe a couple little things. And so I do give the option to just do the test and a results and recommendation session for those people. But if you're new to health and wellness and you just really need some guidance, then I definitely recommend at least 6 months.
Usually it does take for anything about 6 months to really start seeing changes, health related or not.
Mm-hmm. Always trust yourself. So if you have something going on and you think that there's something up, then ask for the test. Ask someone to give you exactly what you think you need, because a lot of times these things just get written off. You know, like if I were to go to a doctor, I've got brain fog. It's like, well, you're either A, you're just stressed, or, you know, now being in my late 30s, oh, it's just a normal part of aging. So I really agree with that. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you've got these things going on, you feel off, you don't feel like yourself, you feel like something else, something is up, trust that and ask for what you need.
Yes. Being able to know what questions to ask, to just ask for the hormone test. I mean, before chatting with you today, I would have never known or thought to ask for that.
Yeah, and I was in the same boat, you know. And I do want to say that if you're going to a regular Western practitioner, they may not necessarily be familiar with the Dutch test. So if people are out there and they're not able to work with me for whatever reason, seek out a functional medicine practitioner or functional nutrition practitioner, because they will be able to tell you those types of things.
Yeah, that's big. I'm definitely curious now. Like, I've never had my hormones tested, obviously. This is all new to me.
Absolutely. And these things, I would recommend any woman from the age of 35 to 50 have your hormones checked, just because that's when things kind of start. You know, you think over time, all these things have built up. If you've had, if you've been surrounded by chemicals your entire life, it's like finally about that age, these things start to catch up with us. But it doesn't mean that we have to necessarily deal with the symptoms. Like there are definitely things that you can do to get rid of the symptoms. But that's, I think, when they really start to creep up, is at 35 and beyond. And it's not just a normal part of aging.
That's important. That's important to mention.
Yeah, it's not. You don't have to settle for that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Leah. Where can our listeners catch up with you and find out what you're working on right now?
Yeah, so the best place to find me is on my website. It's just leahchischilly.com. And I do offer a self-assessment and a little hormone repair guide that they can download for free there. I'm also on social media, primarily on Instagram. My handle is lmchischilly, and on Facebook under Leah Chischilly as well.
Thank you again. I really, really appreciate this chat with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Chelsea.
Thanks for tuning in to the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review on iTunes. And be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.